welcome to Ask Pastor John, a question and answer podcast with John Piper. John, you have warned us many times about the dangers of anti-Semitism, and you've gone so far as to say we should be careful not to use jokes about Jewishness or stereotypes or ridicule. Why are you so concerned with these seemingly minor things?
Yeah, I'm glad you said seemingly. Jokes do seem minor, but what they betray of the human heart is not minor, and what they can cause in another human heart is not minor. And it's true for every ethnic group, but I would say, as we come from the biblical perspective, the Jewish people hold a place in God's long-term ultimate economy that is unique. And he, in Romans 9 to 11 especially, which I preached through some time ago, is vigilant to say to Gentiles, beware. That's me. That's people like me who are not ethnically Jewish. Beware of belittling or putting down the Jewish people. Don't say, for example, the branches were broken off so that I might be grafted in. That is, Jewish people have been rejected by the Messiah so that these Gentiles could be included in the Messiah. That's true, he says, but you stand fast only through faith, and therefore fear lest pride arise in your heart and you exalt yourself over another ethnic group, especially over Jewish people. And then he says those branches are going to be grafted back in again. So God has a future plan for Israel, and they, together with us, are going to be a member of the body of Christ. Those who receive and believe in Jesus and Gentiles who receive and believe in Jesus are going to be united. So there are two ways you can come at this issue of ethnic pride and ethnocentricity. And one is to focus on the unique place of the Jews and say, get that out of your heart and mind, to belittle the Jewish people. And the other is just to say, every ethnic group is created by God and ought to be treated with respect. And we who have discovered our own sin and the tremendous mercy of Jesus at the cross should be the slowest of all people to use racial slurs or ethnic jokes that really involve not only putting them down, but putting ourselves up, which is exactly the opposite of what the cross should do in our lives. We should go down and others should be lifted up.
The ultimate answer to the question of joy is knowing Jesus Christ. At Desiring God, we aim to help you know Him and enjoy Him like you never have before. Visit today and take advantage of the many free resources at our website designed to help you make Christ the treasure of your life. www.desiringgod.org. Desiringgod.org.